This is the governor of Madre de Dios, firing his weapon on Friday to defend his family and home after 8 unarmed police members couldn't stop a mob trying to burn his house, and he says to kill him.
If I hadn't had my weapon, I'd be in the morgue. This is outrageous. What did I do to them for them to come, throw stones and try to set my house on fire?
The governor wants to lift roadblocks. Protesters demanding constitutional reforms have been blocking the only highway that connects the regional capital, Puerto Maldonado, with the rest of the country for more than 3 weeks, preventing food and fuel supplies from entering. The only hospital in the city has gone on emergency mode. Fuel from all the vehicles has been transferred to one ambulance to assist patients in critical condition. The hospital waste hasn't been picked up for 20 days. The patients' meals are cooked with coal on 2 small pots. The director, Luis Chavez, says his worst fear is if there is a blackout.
We only have enough fuel for the generator to function for 6 hours. If there is a blackout, the patients who are on respirators are simply going to die.
The streets of the capital are nearly empty. Traffic is almost inexistent. Shops, markets, restaurants closed. Most of Puerto Maldonado is shut down. This is usually a bustling city, a transit area for businesses both legal and illegal, including a lucrative gold mining operation run by criminal gangs. Now, authorities here say the city is on the verge of collapse. Many residents here say the prices of food and fuel in the black market have increased at least sixfold.
We are outraged. We don't have transport. I've lost my job because I can't get there.
Although some here say they want President Dina Boluarte to step down, others want the government to focus in unblocking the highway at whatever cost.
This situation is getting worse every day due to the inaction of the state. The state has to intervene.
On Thursday, the government passed a supreme decree ordering security forces to unblock roads. Many here want an immediate solution, but fear the resistance in this jungle city could be fierce. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Puerto Maldonado.